Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Updated MVP odds according to the sports books. Drake May plus 235. Matt Stafford plus 250. Patrick Mahomes plus 500. Jonathan Taylor plus 600. It's going to suck for him being on a bye week because he's going to get forgotten about. Because if Stafford wins against the Seahawks and Mahomes wins against the Broncos, separation created.
Depending on how they play, too,
true.
You know.
True.
Mahomes goes out there and has three or four touchdown passes up there in Denver against that defense. Boy, he's going to skyrocket up the charts for the MVP because you're doing it on the road against a team that's leading your division, allegedly, and is also a good defensive team. So if Patrick Mahomes goes out there and throws three touchdown passes, hell yeah, man, he's going to be the MVP going in on Monday morning.
So I need to ask you guys if I'm being SAWFT soft, because I think we all have these moments. Do you guys ever get that way when you're watching something and all of a sudden you find yourself like sobbing?
I find myself in real life doing that so a lot, and a lot more the older I get too.
So I will, this is no secret, every Christmas Eve I will cry. I don't have my mother, and I watch It's a Wonderful Life every year at the very end of the night. And it's just been like a family movie that both sides of my family have watched. And whenever he says the line to my brother George, the luckiest man in town, tears. So last night was the finale of the Internet Invitational, which is all the YouTube golfers, and it's a collab of Bob Does Sports, Bobby Berger and his group, and Barstool Sports with Dave and Riggs and Frankie Borelli and Trent and all those guys. And then they just did this huge golf tournament at Cedar Ridge or in Payne's Valley down in the Ozarks. Well, for those of you that don't follow it like I do religiously, you know the story of Big Beef, right? The big guy passed away earlier this month for health reasons. He was pretty large, pretty big guy, 31 years old, passed away. Well, he made the final round with his team, right? So it was Frankie Borelli, Mo from Good Good Golf, and Paige Spiranek versus Beef. Gosh, I'm forgetting his name, but he was Brad Dahlke was another one, and then another guy from Barstool Sports. And if that team won, they split $1.7 million or whatever it was, so they all would win like $333,000.
Damn.
They asked Beef what he'd do with the money.
What would you do with that money, Beef?
You got to donate some to charity.
Okay.
I got to pay off my parents' house.
Good for you.
That's all I got to do.
If you're not rooting for Beef now.
Dude won the whole tournament with his team. Now, Brad Dahlke was the man. He's a stud. Oklahoma golfer, won a national championship, should be on the PGA Tour again. But, man, that pulled at my heartstrings whenever he won, because in the very end, they did, like, this montage of, like, all the highlights of this Beef guy. And my thing is that I want to take from this is that if you do have somebody who struggles with health issues or depression or mental illness, do your part. You're not going to change them if they don't want to be changed when it comes to weight loss or stuff like that. But by God, if you can just be a voice in their head, or if somebody you know is going through, you know, depression or alcoholism or, you know, drug use or something like that, just call them. Like, let them know that you're there. Again, you can only help somebody as much as they want to be helped, but you can do your job by just letting people know that you're there for them. And, you know, you hear that What would you do
with that money, Beef?
You gotta donate some to charity.
Okay.
I gotta pay off my parents' house.
Good for you.
That's all I gotta do.
If you're not rooting for Beef now.
Damn. So, tough to watch that, because before the whole thing started, it's 5 episodes on YouTube. You can go watch them all if you want. Spoiler alert, they told you yesterday everything that was going to be on the internet last night. But again, like, kind of interesting, because the way that they started that was his family was like, hey, show this. I want people to see who he is. And he was actually like a really nice dude. Like, they have a clip that they had that I found out later from the Foreplay podcast, which is Trent Riggs and Frankie Borelli. A lot of those names you probably don't realize, but that's the podcast that does it called Foreplay. And they said that Beef at golf courses, when he would go, would take $20. And on a golf cart, there's like a little pinch there where you keep your scorecard. Mm-hmm. And he would put $20 behind it and then go park the car after he was done with that round so that somebody would just randomly find that. And that $20 would just, it's 20 bucks.
Yeah.
But what do we do at the end of every show? Go do something nice for somebody. You never know, it could change their day, their week, their month, their year. So I pushed that forward after watching that. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, man, I was just in tears when that thing ended.
Yeah.
7 o'clock at night. Big old dude sitting on the couch with a Surfside Kleenex in one hand for the tears and just sobbing. So life's too short. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Focus on the things that matter. I was telling Mac that this morning. We were talking about his trip a little bit. You just got to focus on the things that matter and focus on the things that mean a lot to you. And we as human beings focus and put our energy into all the wrong things. And I'll just say that, right? We do. And the older I've gotten, the more I realize it ain't that important. I don't give a bleep, you know, like, and when you can get to that stage and realize what matters most and what you should be putting your attention to and what your thoughts to, you know, life becomes a little bit shorter, because you don't realize that till you're older. And so I think the younger generation, Max generation, is starting to realize that as well. Like, let's focus on the things that matter here. I'm not gonna go stress out for you because you don't care about me. You just don't. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, we all put our focus and stressors into the things that really don't care about us. So we should be putting that into our family. At the end of the day, you get home and go, I don't have time to talk to my wife. I'm exhausted. Or I don't have time for this because I'm exhausted because you went to work all day and you're putting your energies and your focus into that as opposed to what's at home at the end of the night. And that's really what it should be, because those people at your home are going to be there at the end of the night. Those people you see from 9 to 5, they're temporary.
No doubt. Speaking of focusing on what matters, there is a massive, massive football game at 3:25, Kansas City versus Denver, one of the biggest games on the docket for Sunday. We had Zach Bye on yesterday from 104.3, their show out in Denver. And he had this to say about the Broncos being really fortunate.
Like, borrowed time is not the right phraseology, but some version of that. They've just caught green light after green light after green light. And we've all been on that trek home or into work where everything just kind of goes your way. And you're like, wait, how am I here, you know, 6 minutes, you know, sooner than I normally am? That's kind of how I feel about the Denver Broncos.
So that, in the context of what he was saying, is that the Broncos are ahead of schedule, right? Mm-hmm. He thinks that they are playing better than they probably should be this early on in the process of, like, post-Russell Wilson, dead cap, all this sort of thing, building your team back up. 8-2, great defense, great offensive line, but they have a issue, according to their, you know, obviously their quarterback.
Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo...
So
that was great. The
Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo.
So, that's one thing that you can talk about, because look, it ain't their defense you're worried about. It ain't their offensive line you're worried about. It's, can you contain Bo Nix if you are coming from the Chiefs' perspective, from the defensive side, because their offense is not going to blow you away.
Right.
But their defense could.
Their defense absolutely could. I mean, it's time. I was talking to my friend, you know, Jim, who's been over in Italy for the last 17 days, and he's flying back this morning. I sent him a text. I go, what time's your flight? Chiefs got to do this on Sunday. They need to do this on Sunday. They need to do this on Sunday. And I'm like, all right, so we're already here. And we are. I mean, it's time now for this team to step up. And will the real Chiefs team please step up, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're looking for right now. You're sitting at 5-4. We need the real Chiefs team to step it up this weekend. And you can't let Bo Nix go out there and be anything more than what he's been this season long. If you allow Bo Nix to go out there and have himself a day where he's throwing the ball and he's having success and doing those type of things, I don't know that the Chiefs are going to win this game. And that's why, as much as we want to see Patrick Mahomes come out and launch lasers and put up, you know, 35 points and, you know, run away with this thing, this to me is more more on the defense. They need to keep Bo Nix playing like Bo Nix. They can't allow Bo Nix to go out there and play like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. They have to go out there and contain Bo Nix. And I've been stressing that all week because every week we go into games now with this Chiefs team, and we've been doing this for the last couple of years, guys on the other team rise to the occasion and have their best days of the year. Whether it's a running back, a wide receiver, a quarterback, it doesn't matter. These guys bring whatever it is extra when they play the Kansas City Chiefs. And that has me concerned about this because I think Denver's going to have the intensity. I think Denver's going to be fired up and ready to go. How many times this year have we heard about the Chiefs not having that intensity early on and coming out flat and coming out soft or whatever terminology that they want to use? Can't do that against the Denver Broncos. And so can the Chiefs match that intensity that Denver's going to have? Because you know Bo Nix has heard now 10 days, the fans are booing you, nobody likes you. I hate all of this conversation, quite frankly, that's coming. Because now Bo Nix is like, all right, nobody likes me. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to go out there and ball. And when you have nothing to lose and go out there and ball, sometimes good things happen for those players. And so that's what kind of has me concerned going into this game is how much time we have spent saying that Bo Nix stinks. The Chiefs need to make sure that Bo Nix still stinks on Sunday and that he plays like Bo Nix. They can't go out there and allow Bo Nix to get going early. They got to deliver blows early on in this game. Like, I don't want to see a 15-play march down the field. I really don't. I'm not interested in seeing that at the beginning of this game. Set the effing tone early, man.
This is where Zach Bice said the offensive problems are based on the quarterback and head coach.
This year, he has really come back down to earth. And to point to one thing statistically or to one singular dynamic hasn't really worked. And here's what I mean. Like, Sean Payton has dialed up plays where players are running wide open, okay? And Bo Nix has missed them. And I'm talking about, like, wide open in the Big 12, and Bo Nix has missed them, okay? Then there's other sequences where Sean Payton's play calling, for as excellent as his resume and reputation is in that department, it's been absolutely head-scratching. Guys, Sean Payton uses more personnel groupings than anyone in the history of football. Much like a hockey team does line changes in and out, that's the Broncos offense play-by-play. Watch it this weekend. There's guys running in and out or on and off the field every single play, to the point where last week Bo Nix was actually caught by the Nat Sound mic saying, enough with the effing personnel grouping.
So I think hearing that from Zach Bai makes me think that if Denver's amped up for this game, I want Denver to overthink. And especially with that player personnel that he comped to, like a hockey game where you see the three come in and three go off and two go in, and you hear Bo Nix clearly what he said there on the hot mic saying, enough with the effing personnel. Make them overthink this game because you know what you need to do. The Chiefs have done this for the last, I don't know, 7 years, getting all the way to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game. You know what to do. This is not as intense of a game as this is not a playoff game, right? This isn't a winner-go-home game.
Right.
This is more of a who's game, right? If the Chiefs lose this game, we're having a conversation on Monday morning that's very bleak and says, is this a playoff team?
Right.
If they win this game, we say, okay, go win the F and West. If Denver loses this game, you say, see, told you. It's not an 8-2 team. If they win this game, all respect, hats off to Denver. You did it. You're 9-2. The Chiefs are 5-5. Congratulations. Now you're fighting and clawing, scratching your way to get into the playoffs because you're a 500 team. But again, if you can get them to go into this game and overthink things, because we've all had that situation in our life where you have a Saturday agenda. Well, I got to get up. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to get gas. I got to do this. I got to make sure we have this. I got to make sure. Hey, just relax and just go with the flow, right? You may not get to the gas station at 9:15 a.m. You may not be on the road at 10 a.m. But if you let those things frustrate you because they didn't go according to plan, then that's where you can see a guy like Steve Spagnuolo see sharks and blood in the water and say, hey, they're stressed. They don't know what they're doing. Let's throw in a couple wrinkles and really mess it up. So I'm hoping that hearing that sort of way they do things with the offense and maybe overthink it kind of gets them out of their game, and the Chiefs can take advantage of that being like, hey, this is a bigger game for them than it is for us, and we're 5-4, and they're 8-2.
Yeah, but see, if I was coaching the Denver Broncos, which I'm not, but you know what I would do this week? I'm simplifying everything. All right, fine. You know, you heard Bo Nix mouth that on the sidelines. What are we doing? You've got to listen to your players as a coach, and if your quarterback is saying, what are we doing with all these position groups, then unless you're an egomaniac, which Sean Payton very well may be, I don't know, you have a collaborative conversation with your quarterback, and you say, I saw you on the NFL film say, hey, man, we got a lot of personnel groups. Is that something that you're struggling with right now? And if it is, well, let's take some of that off your plate. Let's go with what makes you the most effective quarterback. And I think that's what Andy Reid did over the years, obviously, with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. And you look at your quarterback who's running the offense and you say, what works for you? Let me put you in the best position to succeed. It's not about me. It's not about my offense. It's not about how many different, you know, personnel packages we can run out there. That's a lot of nonsense and a lot of wasted time and a lot of wasted energy and a lot of wasted brain space. So here's what we're going to do. Bo, let me know what you think is best. What do you feel most comfortable doing? And that's what I would do as a head coach. My job is to put that guy in the position to be successful. And if you're running all these personnel groups out there and changing things constantly like that, and the quarterback's complaining, then you're not doing your job as a head coach. So I guarantee you they had meetings in Denver this past week, just like Kansas City did as well, picking up on, you know, the Buffalo guy saying tendencies for Xavier Worthy, you know, Bo Nix saying there's too many personnel groups. Good head coaches rectified those situations. We'll see it rectified here with Xavier Worthy. Will they do it with Bo Nix? I hope they don't. I really hope Sean Payton has the ego that continues to do all of this stuff that's confusing his own quarterback. But if you're a really good head coach and you've had 10 days off, you're dumbing this thing down and you're giving your quarterback the best opportunity to succeed against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what kind of scares me, because I don't think we're going to see the same type of Bo Nix that we've seen all season long. He's going to have a good game because it is the Chiefs.
Well, and that's why yesterday I said the most pressure is on Steve Spagnuolo, because of all of what we're saying. I mean, he's got to come out and be hot. And I think when you're talking about Bo Nix, Sean Payton, and their kind of friction right now with the offense, they've got to meet in the middle, because what Sean Payton's doing is, in my opinion, the reason is because what Bo Nix is good at is the simple stuff. So for him to be able to do that and implement that, he's got to have window dressing. He's got to have it all be this eye candy, a mirage in front of you, all these personnel groupings, when really they throw screen passes, they run the ball, and they throw it deep. Those are the three things they really do, and they really run the ball well with J.K. Dobbins, who's not playing.
Who's not playing, yeah.
So all of that other stuff is like, hey, man, I'm trying to help you by making it seem more complicated because you aren't actually able to do the more difficult stuff. So they're going to have to find an ability to meet in the middle, but it really doesn't matter if they do, because they don't have the talent just on paper in the coaching room or on the field to be able to go against this Kansas City Chiefs defense, even if it is at mile high. This defense should be able to do what they need to do efficiently. Yeah. And you're right, Bob. It is about the first quarter, the first drive. If they come out and start on offense, I'm tired of this. Yeah, we figure it out. We meet them. We know what they do. We're week 10, week 11. You've got all the film you need. You don't need to feel it out what they're going to do. You know what they like to do.
Yeah, a couple of things there. Sometimes you wonder if Sean Payton still thinks he has Drew Brees, and he's trying to get Bo Nix to do things that Drew Brees could do. And it's like, whoever takes over for Patrick Mahomes, don't try to get that guy to do things that Patrick Mahomes did. That's not fair to the other guy, right? No. You got to evaluate everybody else. And it sure seems like, you know, that Sean Payton is kind of going out there and playing like, in coaching like he has Drew Brees and not Bo Nix. And then, you know, I tweeted last night after the Jets' first drive. It was a 14-play drive. They went down the field and scored a touchdown, right? And I tweeted last night right after that drive. I said, the Jets just used their entire script. Let's see what they have the rest of the way. What did they show you the rest of the way? Nothing.
Nothing.
You've got to get these guys off that script, and the sooner you can do that, the better it is, because I'm watching teams more so this year than maybe any other year. Once they get past those first 15, it's a complete failure. I mean, it is a complete failure by the majority of offenses, but I'm with you. It's got to be a three and out. No long drives. Do not give the Denver Broncos offense any sort of credit, because they're starting to chirp at each other out there. The defense ain't happy right now with the offense. The offense isn't happy with the offense. That's why you have to keep them in a situation where they're struggling, so they turn on each other, and it becomes internal cannibalization of the Denver Broncos.
We also asked, because there's some key injuries in this game. Obviously, J.K. Dobbins not going to play, and Pat Surtain still out, and which player is more missed?
You have the defensive player of the year, the best player at his position in the entire sport. He's on a flat-out Hall of Fame track, okay? He's on a $100-plus million contract. The other guy, any
team in the entire NFL could have had. Okay, this guy was on the street. This guy was signed right before training camp. No one saw this coming. No one. So it's just, it's wild to me that this player has overachieved to such a degree that you are asking me, and I am asking my audience, who would you rather have? The guy on a $2.5 million deal that anyone could have, or the defensive player of the year on a $100-plus million contract? It's just funny, the dynamic of it. But the merit of the question is real. Yeah. It's valid. And I actually came to the conclusion where I actually did, you know, upset some of my audience because they're so loyal to Pat Surtain. I said, I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins.
It's interesting because I can see both sides of the argument because both involve Patrick Mahomes. How do you keep Patrick Mahomes off the field? First downs, clock management. What does J.K. Dobbins do for that? Well, he can keep you on the field. Yeah. You can run the ball, run clock. Or Pat Surtain. What do you want? Do you want Pat Surtain to lock up Rashee Rice and affect Mahomes in that way? So I could see both arguments. I'd rather see J.K. Dobbins play than Pat Surtain, in my personal opinion. I'm with him there, but I'm in a different way. Like,
are you speaking from a Denver perspective or are you speaking from a Chiefs perspective?
I'd rather see Dobbins play because I know running backs don't normally do well against Spags, unless you're James Cook. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather have that be somebody on the field than somebody that's going to maybe possibly lock up number four because that's Mahomes' number one target. And I don't know if he has that player somewhere else for a game. Maybe it's Kelsey. Maybe it's Worthy. I don't know. But I'd rather have Mahomes and Rashee Rice's connection be open and able than to worry about if J.K. Dobbins is going to. Because if you lose this game and J.K. Dobbins had 135 yards, then so be it. That's why you lost.
Yeah.
But if you lose this game because Pat Surtain locked up Rashee Rice, well, I don't like that factor.
Yeah, and see, I would go the other way, though, because of how bad their offense is from a weapon standpoint. Like, having J.K. Dobbins for them, that's a big weapon for them. And if you're down on Bo Nix, as it's obviously it seems like they are in Denver, you would probably want J.K. Dobbins in that game to give you the opportunity to have at least one more offensive weapon out there. Your defense has a lot of stars on it, right? In Denver, I think that's fair to say. Yes, you're down one of the best, if not the best defensive player, but your biggest weakness is your offense and you don't have weapons. And then you lost the one guy that may be a weapon. I think the J.K. Dobbins one is more detrimental, if you will, to the Denver Broncos than the Patrick Surtain injury right now. But I see where you're coming from. They both do involve Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and Zach Bye would agree with you, Bob. This is what he said about J.K. Dobbins and his help for the offense.
The Denver Broncos offense is good at one thing, but only that one thing with one guy, and it's J.K.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. And gone. J.K. Dobbins. And tomorrow. And gone. Bachelorhood. Denny Matthews, woo! You know.
Let's go.
Big wedding tomorrow.
Today.
Yeah. But J.K. Dobbins, man, okay, he's out of the game. You can't go in there, though, with the attitude of, oh, J.K. Dobbins is out of the game. We're just going to throw our helmets out there and go beat the Denver Broncos. I am really, 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 really down on the way that this team has come out and has said.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
oh, it's, you know, slow start. We'll get back into it. We didn't come out with enough energy. That can't happen anymore. That can't happen on Sunday. That place is going to be electric up there in Denver. You better come out with energy to start the game.
No doubt.
Bo Nix, your thoughts.
Well, Bo...
That's right.
I mean, come on.
That's right.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.